Thank you for calling customer service. This is Crowhead, may I help you?
Hi, I was calling. I got my Cabela's bill today, and I got charged for Best Gadgets. Can you tell me what I bought? I'm not sure.
No problem, ma'am. Can I start by getting your zip code?
17901.
Okay, can I have your first and last name? Hello?
Yes.
Can I have your first and last name?
Sure. Linda Stock, Stock.
All right, can I get you to verify the address for security purposes?
268 Forest Road, Pottsville, PA 17901.
Okay, so I do have your account pulling up. Just give me a couple minutes while it loads, okay?
Sure.
Okay, so your account just pulled up. Now, I do see where you were being charged $67.32. Do you recall ordering a La Crusette cookware set on the 19th of November and paying $5.74?
Wait, I'm sorry, what was it?
A La Crusette cookware set.
A cookware set? No.
Okay. Give me one second. Now, do you have anybody else in your household that could have ordered this product?
No.
Okay. Now, so the reason why you were being charged the $67.32 is because if there was anybody that ordered this cookware set on the website that it was ordered from, it was outlined within the terms and conditions that it wasn't a guarantee you'd get the product. You were enrolling in a trial period and you were enrolling in the sweepstakes and you had a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning. Now, if you didn't win the product, it would charge you the automatic monthly membership fee that would give you more chances of winning every month. And it would also give you a $125 gift voucher you could use for any more in-store purchases. So,
no, I did not. I 100% guarantee you I did not do that.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and cancel your account for you, and I'm going to transfer you over to the fraud department.
Thank you.
No problem. Give me one second. Okay, I'm now transferring you over. I thank you for calling and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
No problem.